big, and you might too.
Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Things We Dig. As always, I'm your good friend, Mr. Chris Fig.
And I'm Bobby.
And I am the other Chris.
Hey, it's Alex. I was trying to do a world record speed of introduction.
Oh,
I think you got it.
I think you got the gold, silver, and bronze.
Hell yeah, brothers.
Podlympics, here you come.
All right, listeners. So the Olympics in Paris is in full blown steam right now. And we're just going to touch a little bit on some of the events that have been going on, some of our favorite events, and just all around Olympics talk. So to kick things off, I want to ask you guys, if you had to set a record for an Olympic sport or have the most medals or just anything of that sort, what event would you choose?
Oh, dude, this one's easy for me. It's not a classic Olympic sport at all. It only recently got added, but fucking skateboarding, man.
Oh.
I always love skateboarding. I think it's so sick. They decided to add extreme sports to the Olympics, and the way they do it is awesome. And seeing, like, it used to be back in the day, like, there's a few good international skaters, but it was really like America led the shit in skateboarding culture around the world. And now to see people from all these different countries just tearing it up on skateboards is fucking awesome. And to go win a gold for America would be shit.
Yeah, that would be dope. Have they medaled already? Is that still ongoing? Or
they could wrap today, I think.
Oh, shit. I wonder who won.
I thought it wrapped. I don't know. There might be different. I haven't watched the skateboarding. I had moved on. But I know that Japan, for both women and men, took the gold. And as Chris was saying, that would have for sure been mine. Just super cool. And just these skateboarders, man. I mean, we grew up watching skateboarding. And yet just on that level, the world level, right? And just these tricks that they're doing is insane. I guess if I had to do something else, it would probably be, I'm going to go with, it'd be swimming, right? I feel like that's probably the
okay. Safe.
Just, I don't know. I that was the only one I can really think about that's,
there's an right answer.
The glory.
That's the right answer.
Swimming is pretty fucking gnarly. I mean, it's hard. And the shit they can do is insane. If you've seen videos of like these people, how like they've come so far and how fast they can swim compared to years and years of the Olympics. I mean, they make it all look so easy when you just watch any of these sports and you realize how fucking hard it is. Like,
you got Katie Ledecky, who's won the gold 4 Olympics in a row. So you've been the GOAT for 12 years, however the gaps work out.
That's 16.
That's just impressive to me because like the fact that you could stay that sharp and like age hasn't become a factor. Like someone younger than you usually can come up and overtake in that period of time and to be like, nah, I'm still the one. Like, I think like that's very impressive. Yeah, when people can go multiple Olympics in a row and still dominate.
Yeah, Usain Bolt,
dude.
Which leads me breaking records too.
Yeah,
she's got the 20 top times ever. She only beats herself. It's crazy. That's
like that Armand Duplass from Sweden who does the football thing.
What an event!
Every world competition, he just adds 1 centimeter to his previous world record and breaks it. And it's like, dude, like you're just constantly breaking your own world record. That's got to feel fucking...
That's not the dude that's sick. That his wiener disqualified him, right?
No.
That was
this dude got the gold.
His dong flopped it over.
They're like, he may have lost gold, but he sure won.
Porn companies are offering him like $500,000, dude.
To just show his wank.
He's like, man, I really wish I wasn't married right now.
We still have a park final for skateboarding tomorrow. If you want to catch a little Olympic skateboarding.
Tomorrow morning at like 6, I want to say.
I think Street's one that wrapped up. That's the one I was watching.
Street is dope. Yeah.
I know the
I like that they all have their AirPods in.
Yeah, the American girl won one of the competitions.
That's cool.
Yeah, good for her.
Swagging out.
USA. The
event. I don't think it's like a close answer. I think I'd want to win the 100-meter dash. Like, I think being the fastest man alive is like the coolest record to own. Like, every able-bodied human can do this thing. Not everybody can swim. Obviously, not everybody can pole vault or skateboard, but every able-bodied person is able to walk and run, and you're the fastest person on the planet right now that can do it, which is and crazy to think about, let alone be like a Usain Bolt, like the fastest to ever do it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think it's the coolest record of all any sport, any anything, box office, whatever record you want to think of. I think it's the coolest.
I mean, what is it now? Like the record, you have to get at least, you have to get under 10 seconds. Is the record like under nine?
Yeah, the winner this year was like 989, I want to say. Lyles from America.
It was an awesome race.
And he's a big shit talker and was out just talking mad shit and then come out and get the gold. It's like, my dog.
Yeah.
And it's a hairline win, too. Like, all these dudes are pretty like neck and neck.
A couple thousandths of a second, maybe, that he won by.
That's crazy.
When you get into that last stretch and it just, you see everyone just gasp, but just trying their best. And then just that one dude just kind of like casually.
Usain Bolt still has it at 9.63. So he's running faster than 10 meters a second, and he had to start from zero.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
It is funny, though. I feel like some of the events, the track and field events I saw, a lot of them were close, but you've seen some where they're just like people who are just so far behind. It's like, what happened, my dude? It's like, you're from Lithuania. You're just like, sure, I'm the only athlete in Lithuania that can run. Sure, I'll do it. And you just get blown out by
it. Yeah, they're like, I had to represent my country. I'm sorry.
Dude, there was that runner from St. Lucia, the girl who got gold, that very small island nation. They say it's like 200,000 people, the size of like less than one of our fucking states. First gold ever for them. And it was cool to see the video screen of everyone in her home country watching her get the gold and just lose their shit. You're like, oh, man, this is what the Olympics is about. Like, countries all supporting their athletes and people coming together and seeing the best in the world. Like, it's cool to see, you know, the big nations like China and America and the UK like smash it. But then to see these little countries who get their first medals and stuff is like, that's so fucking cool, man.
Oh,
like,
that's such a
the
huge
first thing. Person in your country to win on a medal, not even that, just a gold, like, you're gonna be a celebrity, man. People are gonna fucking love you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
History books, right? It's like you said, there's so many large countries and it's still amazing, but yeah, just to be like, yeah, I'm gonna be remembered fucking forever.
I always love a good underdog story, man. And on the biggest stage in the world, it's cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, I saw a meme today that was Michael Phelps with all his gold medals, and he has more medals than 196 countries.
Dude, he is a goat in his stance, man. Yeah, he is. It's that weed, baby. Smoke a little ganj.
But what about you, AB?
I mean, track and field in general, I think, is dope. I mean, I'm going to throw a curveball and say the one that blew my mind was badminton. I mean, what a simple, fun backyard barbecue type of game, you would think. Just shooting that shuttlecock around, but then you watch the professionals do it and you're like, holy shit, like they are full speed, like the insane reaction time these people have, that thing just flying around, it's pretty intense. So when I watch it, that's one that you're like, holy shit, this is pretty wild.
Yeah, we got to see Taiwan beat China.
Yeah,
wild.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always like, it's always These Asian countries are smashing stuff, dude.
Hey, hey.
They're smashing. It's a great stereotype, though. But that one, I would say badminton, and then I'm gonna sprinkle in table tennis too, which is also like, you think, I don't even know. Like, and that one was who was that? That was China versus Sweden, the finals. And
dude, table tennis too, man, like insane. Like I remember thinking I was kind of good. This was at a friend of the pod, Candace's house. She had a table, a ping pong or table tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And another friend of the pod, Brandon, was so good. And I was like, I'm good. And he came to play. I couldn't do anything. He just would beat me. I'm like, fuck.
Dude, yeah.
That times a million. Try to play against those guys. They'd just kind of be like, all right, man. You know, it's okay. We could go play foosball or something, right? We don't play. But I think a fun one, and I was actually talking to another friend of the pod, just a bunch of friends.
Name dropping.
Steve, and I was telling him, maybe back in the day more so, but handball, dude. I didn't know what handball was. I thought it was like old school handball where you just, you know, racquetball off the hand, handball, right? But mm-hmm. it's almost like the game we used to play with the frisbee in the key.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Bro. Or with the ball. And I'm just like, dude, back in the day, we totally could have tried out, right? For handball. And like those guys, don't get me wrong, they look like they're in pretty good shape, but they're not. They're not a Usain Bolt or a Michael Phelps level, right? Like, I feel like if, you know, maybe if we put down the Captain Crunch a little bit and, you know, do an extra 10 minutes on the
lip. I'm already out.
But it just looks so, it just looks so much fun. I was like, damn, I wish 10 years ago this was the Olympics and they had tryouts and, you know, us dudes, we could have done it, man.
Handball, dude. I mean, the thing is, do you know Renob handballers? Like, how many people do we know? Like, yeah, my friend.
Is there professional handball badminton leagues?
Yeah. Is there?
Yeah. Intramural handball league? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I know more people that do ultimate frisbee, and that's not in the key you brought up. Badass game, I'd say maybe we created, but.
Dude, we should make Breath of Death an Olympic sport.
They have boxing, so they're not opposed to and jiu-jitsu, so they're not opposed to contact sports.
You're like, I used to do this with my friends, and you walk onto the stage, and some dude who's just as big as The Rock walks out. You're like, nah, good.
Nah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I could see them bringing more sports or doing a oddball Olympics where they have stuff like that, like Breath of Death, Ultimate Frisbee, Frisbee Golf, I don't know. There's so many.
I saw that esports got approved. I believe that's going to be in the next Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
So I actually think that's pretty cool. I mean,
for the Olympics.
Giant thing. Yes. Yeah. Sports for the Olympics. I just wonder what games they'll play.
Yeah, I was going to say what games.
I mean, it is a huge international thing now. So
true.
StarCraft.
Interesting.
A lot of reaction time. I would imagine League of Legends is going to be up there.
Fortnite.
Counter-Strike, maybe.
Counter-Strike. Valorant. I doubt Overwatch. I'm going to give you guys a prompt, and I'll answer it first because I want you guys to take a second to think about it, and I already thought of my answer. So, okay. What fictional character do you think you could get to win a gold in an Olympic event, but no superheroes or force powers, like no supernatural? It's got to be a human.
So Sonic the Hedgehog is out.
Sonic the Hedgehog would be out.
1 second, 100 meter dash.
So my first stab at it is going to be, while you guys are thinking, is Jason Bourne in the hurdles. I got Jason Bourne in the hurdles. Or the steeplechase is even better, where you have to run over the big one and then jump in the water and then keep running and then do it like 10 more times. And it's like a stamina thing. So you probably actually led me to a better answer. Somebody to, because he's clearly got the stamina because he's running all over fucking parkouring and shit. So I got Jason Bourne in the steeplechase for now, but I'll think of another one. I'll give you another one while we can just spitball here. I got Aladdin from the, not a human, but not a superhuman by any means, in the pole vault. I think he would crush it. Oh, okay. In the pole vault.
I got Brad Pitt as the gypsy from Snatch.
Ooh,
in fucking boxing match, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
Nice.
I was thinking boxing. I was trying to think of who, but that's a really good one.
I'm torn, dude. I don't know.
I'm going to go Johnny Tsunami for the surf.
Surfing.
Yeah, dude.
I think you could also put him in the Winter Olympics for snowboarding.
Dual threat.
Or Auto Rocket, man, in everything. Everything, pretty much.
Auto Rocket, yeah. Riders. If we're doing, I mean, technically not using his force powers,
mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan Kenobi in fencing.
I'll give it to you.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is honorable enough that I will believe he's not going to use his force powers.
Right, and that's a trick because people would be pissed because it'd be
Anakin. He'll cheat.
This is too much on the nose. But since we already had, it's akin to the Snatch boxing. I got Maverick and Iceman in duo. Beach volleyball.
Oh, yes, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I got another one for you guys.
All right, this is good.
John Wick with the fucking air pistol, dude.
Yeah, dude. Now we're talking.
That Turkish, yeah. You can put that Turkish guy to shit. Yeah.
What now about, we're talking.
Fuck, of course I forget it now that we're saying it. Oh, Happy Gilmore in the men's golf tournament. Oh, yeah, yes. At his prime.
Scheffler scoot over, dude.
Yeah.
And then when winter sports comes, just put him on the hockey team.
Then hockey.
Need an enforcer.
Yeah, I'll stab a guy with his ice skate.
I got Team Globo Gym in handball.
There we go.
Dude, I've got the average Joes in handball.
Oh,
yeah. What a matchup for the ages.
Finals right there.
Nice. Man, any others?
Is rock climbing in the Olympics? Is climbing?
It sure is.
Is it?
Yeah, speed climbing and just like bouldering. So you'd have two stabs at it, depending on what kind of climbing we're trying to do here.
I mean, I'd say Lara Croft and Tomb Raider, dude.
Oh, nice. Nice answer. That's a good one.
She would that. Fuck it up.
I mean, Hawkeye doesn't have superpowers, but you could put him in archery.
Oh, for sure. He would smash. But
no Marvel. And he's the worst. So I don't want him to win anything.
He still wins the silver.
What do we think Batman, not having any special powers?
Oh, interesting. Would so you give us something?
Yeah, what sport? Wrestling?
Jiu-jitsu?
Wrestling?
Jiu-jitsu? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I was going to say equestrian. I don't know.
Equestrian?
I mean, if he wants to be on our handball team, I'll let him.
Yeah. Nice. I want to play handball now, dude. I got to find where the league's at for that. I don't even see people playing that.
We just see Alex disappears, and we just see him at the 2028 Olympics. Yeah. Fucking like, handball champ.
Just looked it up on meetup.com and found a group of dudes willing to let me play.
It's the only Olympic sport where at practice you can bring a sixer, man.
Probably the only Olympic sport I'm qualified for.
I don't know. Is bowling an Olympic sport? I think it fell off. I think it was at one point. Probably not anymore. No.
What? See, there's so many now we're missing. Is that I wanted to watch synchronized swimming, if that's still a thing, or the synchronized diving.
Yeah. It's
fucking crazy. Like there was one they showed. I think it was China. It looked like one person. When you look at it at first, you're like, "Oh, this is one person diving," and then you turn the camera angle and you see two people doing exactly the same movements to the T.
All of those partners have definitely kissed, right?
Oh, they've gone the distance.
Dude, if you want to be two become one, like the Spice Girl said, you got to do a little smooching.
They're smooching, right?
Dude, the synchronized swimming is so crazy to me because just like Bobby was saying, like most able-bodied people, like you swim around in a pool and to like dance in unison in the pool.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The American team flipped upside down and they did like a moonwalk underwater. So like upside down in perfect unison. And it just blows my mind like how many hundreds of hours they have to be in the pool practicing. Because just like swimming is like gracefully is not that easy. And then to be do like a whole routine with six other people is like, holy shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Water polo too. I was watching a little bit of water polo and kind of similar. Obviously, you don't have to be synchronized, but just the amount of like strength you have to like,
yeah, just treading water, dude,
you know, and throwing a ball and then swimming and trying to score. I'm like, geez,
I don't know who won that, but I watched USA play France and whoop that ass. It was like 16-5 last I saw. I don't even know the rules, but the fact that, yeah, you're tread water, see how long you can do
tread
that.
Water.
I got something to switch it up for you guys. Mm. Is there any Olympic sport you watch where you're kind of like, don't really enjoy this? Why is this part of the Olympics? I know it's kind of blasphemous. People train their whole lives for it. Talking about race walking. Y'all know it. They show it in slow motion and everyone's breaking the rules the whole time. I just don't understand. It's like, let's speed walk. Like, it just seems like whoever can finagle the rules the best wins, as opposed to like an actual true like distance sport or running, dude, or something. It's just kind of like, let's just
like, what are you going to do? Like they're moving so fast that every time you see it and you're like, do you see them lift their foot and immediately penalize them or something?
Maybe I just don't understand it, but it looks dumb to me.
And I think on Reddit, everybody that sees it, they're like, am I wrong or is everybody cheating here? Like, and, or it's, there's a certain speed. That one seems very, very gray line of what's allowed.
No one's following the rules.
No one.
Did you guys ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
yeah,
and how he took up race walking,
took it very seriously.
He got so into it, and he realized the guy was had like a split second, like centimeter, his foot was off the ground, and that's just what it reminds me of. It just do they wear those? I haven't watched it. Do they wear those type of outfits for like the helmet to, for like speed resistance?
Oh no, nah, they're just wearing like runner like shorts.
They're just like speed walking. I don't know, man. It's just.
It's
weird.
It's
people,
weird.
People out there listening are probably like, that's the most oldest sport in all the Olympics, dude. You're shitting on tradition.
I would say for me, I hate it, but it's just, I have no desire to watch it, is equestrian.
I was waiting to jump in.
You took my, that was my answer as well.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart would disagree.
The horse is the athlete.
Well, you see it and you see how high these horses jump over these barriers are. Fucking insane, and you're like, wow, yeah, that's
they're
cool.
The athlete,
but they're exactly they're doing that, and I'm like, so what's going on here? Is it just like, did that girl train that horse the whole time? Did they have a team to do it? I mean, it's pretty impressive seeing what the horse can do, but
you can talk to me about control too, but like, you'd have to, it's not like the human can make any horse do that, so they go and search for a good horse and find the horse that can do it, and pure so bread, it's like all it's that such a yeah. It's like not the, you could put any dressage person, maybe not any, but like any of the top ones on like the best horse, and then that one will win rather than like finding the best dressage person and then putting them on any of the top 100 horses in the world, I would think. We just upset the whole dressage community. They're going to write in.
They're coming for us.
We've lost thousands of listeners after this pod.
We just we didn't realize we had a huge equestrian.
Fight. Yeah.
They're like, we love these guys.
The handball community will rally around us. I think we're going to be all right.
I think we're more their flavor.
Yeah. They're just, the dressage people are like Stewie Griffin crying in the corner.
Yeah. The trampoline, I would say, is not ridiculous, but that's one I saw too.
That one's very interesting. I didn't even know that.
It's just crazy that the trampoline isn't that big. What they have to do is crazy. And they have to do like 10 different moves, like in each jump. It sounds outrageous, but then I watch it and I was like, holy shit. Like, again, who does this? Who's like grows up and be like, I'm going to do this.
Cirque du Soleil people.
Yeah.
That probably is, right? I mean, I feel like, I mean, probably at this point, but I always curious when they do enter like a new sport. Obviously, skateboarding has a huge, huge world around it. But like Alex was saying, you know, things like handball or the trampoline, you know, maybe there's recruiters, right? That'd be kind of an interesting story, seeing the recruiter going in a kind of maybe like a dodgeball-esque type of story, going into these like gyms and just watching to see who's the best dodgeball player in, you know, 10th grade PE or something. It's like, how do they get those people, right? It's like in real leagues, I guess. Maybe you're training.
Yeah, maybe. Man, you got to be born rich into some family that just...
Yeah, that is the one thing is like not a negative, because you see people from poor countries and stuff do it too, but a lot of these athletes do come from wealthy families, because it's just like, you know, if your family has the money to help you train from a young age or be introduced to some of these more like rich sports, you know, like tennis or golf or things like that, you definitely have an advantage. I don't know how there's any way to like fight against that, but it is interesting to see people, a lot of them, like their families, their parents were Olympic athletes or shit like that, or probably not a whole lot of people from poverty in the Olympics. You know what I mean?
We did forget one, and it's out there. Ribbon twirling. Is still a thing.
Pass.
Or
regular gymnastics is cool, like a trampoline or thing, but like the stuff like Simone Biles and them stuff is so crazy that they can just launch themselves in the air and do so many flips, and they're just like know where they are in spatial backflip awareness and just land. I'm like, I'd be up there doing a flip and be like,
and then land. Yeah.
Eat shit, man.
I saw a transition of like different moves throughout the years, and just like anything, right? Things evolve, become crazier. You know, talk about skateboarding, snowboarding, all those things. But, you know, gymnastics is one of those things. And, you know, in the 50s, they hit the beam and they kind of like do a little split in the air and land. It's like, oh shit, that was the shit back in the day. And then it transitions into Simone Biles doing like a quadruple backflip McTwist 180 and, and lands it perfectly. You're just like,
yeah.
How do you train for that?
To just eat, breathe, sleep. That's it. It's insane. I just heard too, breakdancing is
breaking
is in here, and that's going to be 10th through the 11th. I had no idea about that. So that actually sounds dope. I would like to see that.
Dude, I can't wait to see the U.S. serve other nations.
I don't know.
I feel like Japan's going to take that.
I don't know, man. Yeah,
like, South Korea's got something to say about that medal.
Yeah.
I went to a breakdancing competition in real life, like one of the world championships was held here in Las Vegas, and got tickets to go see it. That shit was dope to see live, man. Dude. The stuff they do is crazy. So to see it on the world stage like that, it's probably going to be pretty insane. Mm-hmm.
For sure, going to watch that, for sure.
Do you guys, not to say that we're not patriots year round, but I find myself getting extra patriotic around the Olympics. I check the medal count and I'm just like, oh, fuck yeah. First in golds, all medals. Like, we have the most gold, silvers, and bronze. Couldn't imagine being from a nation that's not always first in all those. But I don't know if that's a me thing, just like getting a little sick in the head.
No, I definitely get more ramped up for it, dude. Like, we got it on in the break room at work. We're all cheering for fucking sports we don't give a shit about and stuff. You know, it's dope. You definitely want to see the Americans win. Or if I can't see an American win, I do like to see, like, a really good competition. And I love to see, like, we were just talking about Simone Biles. Like, her and another American got, like, second and third, and they were, like, bowing down to the girl
that was cool.
First and stuff. Yeah, I really like to see, like, that camaraderie and shit. Like, I know it must suck to get that far and then, like, not medal or not do it, but to be able to like stay humble in second or third and be happy for the other competitors makes me feel like you really truly love your sport. You're like, they're the best, and I'm gonna use this as motivation to get to that level next time. You know?
Yeah.
Because I would imagine with these fringe sports that you're always competing against, you're seeing these people and they're probably becoming friends.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Just on the circuits, and then like you become ultimate competitors once every 4 years.
Or at least friendly rivals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always fuck his name up, but Novak, the tennis guy who just got gold, basically he was the last accomplishment in tennis that he needed. He's done everything.
Yeah, he was sobbing. It was cool.
He had lost to the guy he plays the finals in, like, last year, the year before, in the world finals, and that dude beat him. And then now he got a rematch against him in this and won the gold. And then he put, like, a nice post about his opponent out there, like, yeah, like, you beat me last time, I beat you this time, but we're gonna see each other again. Like, you're so young, keep grinding. And I'm like, I just love to see that, man.
Hell yeah.
Friendly
camaraderie. Yeah, you don't see too many sore losers, but they're out there for sure. But most of the time, this is such a respectful stage for everybody.
The one person who didn't deserve respect was that dude from where, like, Norway or the Netherlands or somewhere, and he was a convicted child rapist, volleyball guy. And, dude, the crowds would just boo the shit out of him every time he came out, and they kicked him out of the Olympic Village and everything. And I was like, yes, dude, the people have, like, spoken, and then he lost. I'm like,
it's such a weird...
Why would your country let you come?
Why is he even free to fucking do what he's doing?
Crazy. I'm glad to see they lost, and glad to see he got mad disrespect the whole time he was there.
Yeah, good. Fuck them. What'd you say, Norway?
I don't one of those countries around there. I don't want to say for sure it was Norway and then have them all fucking hate me, but
no, I think you're right.
They just lost to Norway.
I'm sorry, Norway. Let me look this up.
Looking at the stats right now, and they're dropping.
Oh god. We lost to Saj.
I think it's Norway. I think it's Norway. But I mean, not, you know, for it to stay controversial, you know, everybody's shitting on that. Well, not everybody. There's a lot of misinformation.
Netherlands.
Boxing.
Netherlands. Oh,
Sorry, Norway.
You're fucking cool as shit, dude. You guys are like the happiest people.
You guys are cool,
It's the Netherlands.
And our stats are back up. We're good.
Yeah, fuck the Netherlands.
We lost the Netherlands, though. I would even think playing, like, at that point, you're just like, dude, I want my gold so bad, I have to play with this guy. But how do you kind of just, like, push past that? Like,
are you his partner and looking over at him and be like,
you go to give him a high five. You're like, nope.
I mean, it's one of those things where you want to get within the day of misinformation. You're like, okay, there's always two sides to the story. But when you hear all this and you're like, dude,
he like traveled to a different country to rape a girl.
If there was another side of the story, we would hear it. And I don't know when he did it, but fucking Christ, shit like that's unforgivable. You shouldn't be out.
You're one and done, brother.
Don't want to go as far as you should be gone, but you shouldn't be. shouldn't be here.
They should get the rifle team just to
get that turkey guy.
I like how he's the one. He's like, he doesn't use like one of those contraptions. He's just like, nah, I'm gonna raw dog it and still take the silver.
Yeah, he's good. And seeing him, like, he's been doing it. Like an older picture, younger picture of him.
He won a gold before, didn't he?
Yeah, and he had like no glasses on, so it was just like, oh, you got glasses, just help see a little better. And showed like that other chick who looked like fucking Trinity from The Matrix, dude, with like all the gear on. I was like, is this legal? Like, you're allowed to have? It was like one covering your eye and another like, magnifying glass and stuff.
It reminded me of like an Inspector Gadget. Like,
it's like enhance.
Yeah, the Olympics, man. It's like Bobby, you're saying, it's just one of those things where you get extra just proud to be an American, right? It's kind of similar to maybe the World Cup too. I don't watch soccer, but when the World Cup is on, I'm cheering like I watch soccer every day of the year. So
Dude, Olympics, man. Next Olympics is gonna be even more fucking beat your chest for America because LA, baby.
Oh shit, that's gonna be wild.
Dude, I wonder how hard it is to get tickets for certain events. Obviously, like swimming and track.
If you got the money, they'll sell you a ticket, bud. Yeah. it's like lots of monies.
I got to wait for you to get in. Few Uncle Sam's.
Certain events, though, you see like the stadiums and they're pretty empty. So it's like if you want, you know, to go see an American competition or you want to go see like Norway versus Japan, you know, like some random countries doing something, maybe tickets aren't bad, but I mean, I don't know how that works.
Like, you know, Hungary versus like Nicaragua and handball won't be too bad to check out, right?
It's only $400.
Just buy a vest that like an official Olympic vest and act like I'm like parking cars or something. And just,
oh, dude,
they say just hold the ladder and just walk like you know what you're doing and they'll let you ride in.
Or volunteer, bro. I bet that'd be sick too. Like try and volunteer for something. See if like if you get that, then you could maybe get some tickets. I'm sure there's a way to get like free tickets to certain things because they just want people to show up. But the big ones, yeah, especially against US, I'm sure. I have no idea. It's a good question.
I got maybe a final. It doesn't have to be the final, but as we draw closer to the end of this old pod, another hypothetical came to mind. Would you rather be on a team that wins gold, but you're the alternate, so you didn't perform at all in the Olympic achievement? And not to put down this individual in general, but like there was a fifth individual on the women's gymnastics team who got a gold medal, but she didn't do any of the events on the team all around. But still walks away with a gold medal, and she's on the team, and she could have performed and stepped in. Or would you rather walk away with an individual silver?
I would take individual bronze or not even placing rather than getting a medal that I didn't compete for. Yeah. If you went there with your team and got like injured during it or something, like to just be, I don't know, maybe this is disrespectful of me to say as I'm not an athlete who's put in all this time, but like to go there and not do anything and then to get the medal, like, are you going to look at that later in your life and be like, I deserved this?
You could say like, so, yeah.
Because you had to like, it's almost an achievement to make the team because only five people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, to still not contribute at the games is like such a, I'm sure it's something that person's going to, individuals have to wrestle
huge
with.
Accomplishment.
Yeah. I don't want to disrespect any of those athletes that got there, but I personally would rather get a lower medal on my own merit than sit on the sidelines and get one.
Dude, I'd fucking take bronze and ribbon twirling easily.
What if you did contribute, like you were out there on the floor, you did your event, but you fucked up bad and the team... The team won in spite you.
Well, that's even worse.
And carries you.
See, I almost think that's better because, like, you obviously were good enough to be there consistently to get picked for the team. And maybe we've all fucking trained hard for something and fucked up in the moment. But at least you went out there and put it on the line and tried instead of just watched.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would suck being like soccer come down to like a shootout if they do that. And it's not to say that they would blame the goalie. But a shootout where, say, it was the goalie or somebody shooting for the make or break shot and missing, just that pressure, no matter what game. I don't think anybody would hate you for it, or at least on the team, but you would know deep down inside, like
South American country,
knowing like I was one goal away from winning gold for my team and I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Like you would get silver, I guess, after that. So that's okay. So,
but then you cost all the people who carried you to silver.
Brazil. Not in Brazil. Yeah. That would not be okay.
And that would not be okay. Find a new country to live in.
Yeah. I guess if I knew I was going to perhaps be in the Olympics, nothing's given, right? But like, you know, some of these, you know, especially for like gymnastics and swimming and whatnot, if you're like 16, 18 years old, you're like, oh, there's a high chance. Then perhaps, you know, I can look forward to the next Olympics to win, to be a contributor for, for the gold, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay. It's to get all the athletes back on our side, we'll make fun of ourselves because we've been armchair or Monday morning quarterback in the Olympics. What event do you think you would embarrass yourself the most on the national stage for even trying? Like, obviously, if you're a layman man and just tried to run the 100-meter dash and you show up to the finish line after 20 seconds, that's one thing. But I think there's more embarrassing than that.
Dude, well, anything gymnastics, every sport, man.
Yeah, I think like, my knees would explode like Kyle Boflowski when he gets the ball transmitted.
I can do a backflip on a real full-size trampoline, kind of. So, like, I'd just go out there and be like, bleh, and just eat shit, like get up on the pommel horse and just rack my dick, dude. And you know, I would look terrible. I'm not coordinated in that way. Like, I could ride a skateboard and have balance and stuff, but as far as like flippy dippy around or spinning and twirling, like,
yeah, he did
not my forte.
He did,
dude.
Nine ollies. That's
and
it.
Along this lines, I've always heard that they should like have an average person do the event first. And let the athletes come out so people can be like, yeah, this is what you would fucking look like.
The average now, Joe the Olympics,
best in the fucking world.
Right.
Just one guy, average guy in every competition that's like the cocky guy who could be like, who think I can do it? And then have him come on and embarrass himself.
I would love for that to be added to the Olympics.
I think tennis would also be up there for me because Serena Williams can't return a serve on like the 50th best man in the world just because the ball speed is that high in men compared to women. So let alone me, who couldn't hit a serve off of Serena, it'd be like 60 love every single time. The match would be over in like 5 minutes and I would just be cowering, trying not to get hit by tennis balls. But what might be even more embarrassing and worse is when I get blanked on the ping pong table for the same purpose.
Oh, just,
like,
oh, just
it, it's 21 just nothing every single
every serve. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I'd probably blow out my ACL somehow in table tennis.
Yeah, they're getting hernia.
The
somehow.
First time in world history, someone has two ACL injuries.
Bob, you look real good in those tennis shorts, though, man. So
thank you. Yeah, I got the short ones on right now.
I had said I would want to win the records for swimming because I'm not a strong swimmer. I couldn't imagine how lapped I would get.
Immediately.
I remember doing the lifeguard test back in the day, and it was so tough. We had to do like 10 laps in an Olympic-sized pool, and I was dying. Mm-hmm. And I practiced. I trained. Like
I'd
go to the rec center and do laps. But it's like, you know, I would do maybe a couple laps. You could stop. You couldn't stop. So I couldn't imagine, dude. I would get like one half lap and a
like the 800 meter where they got to go back and down a bunch of times and you're just getting fucking lapped on, dude.
This is the first time in world history that a lifeguard had to step in to save one of the swimming athletes.
It helps you finish, though. You don't, you know, everybody cheers you on.
You're disqualified, but you did good, bud.
Any of those sports, but diving obviously is ridiculous. I mean,
being way up there too.
Being way up there and seeing how close they are to that, I always get nervous just thinking they're going to bust their shit. But like,
does it ever happen that someone just belly flops?
Well, I don't know.
Like on the, not usually on the platform ones, but on the spring ones, sometimes their feet will slip out.
They just slip.
And then it beefs it. I'll send you some reels.
Just have you guys ever dived from a diving board? Just a dive.
I don't like heights.
Just one dive.
I've dived from a regular diving board. I've never dived from a high dive.
Yeah. Any That's high dive?
Fucking scary. Nah, I jumped off a high dive, but like,
yeah, I treat it all the day. I treat a high dive like I'm a Navy SEAL.
Yeah. I'm going in for a mission.
Just nose closed.
It's like pencil dive.
Yeah.
Because even when I use a regular diving board to do a dive, sometimes I like lean a little too far forward, you know?
And then you're going to crack your back.
Like the high dive, I feel like I would just break something. Like I would just land completely flat and die.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It's dangerous.
Just to jump off the one at old basic high school.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Last question of the night. We really stretched this Olympic pod out there for us. We're professionals, ladies and gentlemen.
We know how to pod, guys.
We know how to podcast.
If there was Olympics for podcasting, we would definitely get the bronze.
Yeah, just like that, you did a perfect segue. My last question was going to be, for everyday events, what do you think you could win the gold medal Olympics for? My early thought was parallel parking. I am so fucking good at parallel parking.
Dude.
So
I don't think I've parallel parked in 10 years.
Yeah. Space more and more until like see if you can get the tightest.
Oh,
space.
And I'd fit that. I'd fit that John right in there.
I don't know. I would say a fucking flip cup, baby.
Flip cup, nice.
Ooh, I
feel confident.
Much respect.
My flip cup's game is pretty good. Well, it's been a while, but.
This is the weirdest skill, and it's bad because it's not perfect. So if I see an actor in a movie, I know for sure I've seen them. So if there was like an Olympic game that could read my mind and see every actor I've ever seen in a movie and then be like, yep, he confirmed he has seen that person. Most of the time I can guess where they're from, but by the time I'll get dying to be, I'm like, oh, yep, they were on Slow Horses or something like that.
Yeah.
So, facial recognition essentially is the I've seen that face before. Like I was walking out on the street. This like takes it to other places, but like I was walking on the street and I passed this person. I was like, I've seen that person. And I like started going through the Rolodex. Like, how would I have seen this person before? And they were a second, like a fringe guest at a wedding I was at like 8 months prior.
They were saying they're like an actor or something.
No, I
met this guy once when I was at the DMV, and he said hello to me.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Dude, I have no idea what I would be good at in everyday life. I was about to say like, drinking beer, but there's definitely people that could drink way faster and way more than me, you know? And that's probably not something you want.
Like, I mean, you could do like train to be famous figurine paintings, man.
There's some world famous people that do that are way better than
me. Well, yeah, artistically, yeah.
Raising cats, dude. Like,
you could at least represent the U.S.
It's true.
We were.
I will foster cats better than any of you motherfuckers out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Mine will be the friendliest cat at the end.
Bring back hash browns.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm sorry to break
your heart. Hash browns on.
Hash brown has found a good home.
We talked about this earlier, but if I had to represent the USA, man, just bowls consumed of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, dude. I think I get pretty far.
Smash.
I think I get pretty far.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say weed. Bowls consumed a weed for a second. I was like, big!
Might have smoked a bowl before.
Maybe the weed first and then the cereal.
This gentleman has put down 15 boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Quite impressive.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch. I'll give you a run for your money, dude.
Challenge accepted, my friend.
Well, I know who I'd give the gold medal to for best podcast listeners, and that's the things we dig, podcast listeners.
Hey, you guys. Gold, gentlemen.
The listeners.
Cheers.
Best in the world.
Thanks for being with us for the last the 3 or so years. We love you guys.
Oh, damn.
It's been a while. Yeah.
We do. Appreciate you. Yeah.
Well, on that note, my friends, damn good talk on the Olympics. Can't wait to watch the rest, and until next time. Later days, my friends.
USA!
Go for the gold.
Yeah, baby.